Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I have never been photographed like that before. I mean, we videoed ourselves before.
Well, we'll get into that.
Okay. Oh, you have it all written down. Yeah. Shit.
Well, she loved the Boob Zilla picture so much that I was like, let me show you these pictures. That
you
just
show her our video?
I, the videos and the pictures. And
God.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Marriage and Martinis. I'm Adam. Here's Danielle.
Hi.
I don't know what the fuck you did to me. I can't see my notes.
We're doing this again. This was your last week's starter too.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, try to come up with something new.
Oh, I don't remember that. I'm just realizing it now. That's all. Fuck. Okay, then I won't get into it because I guess I already did. But that's much better. All right.
Oh, you look really good in your reading glasses.
Oh, thank you.
You really do.
Thank you.
Yeah, you look studious. Well, you look like a professor.
As long as I look that way. Doesn't mean I am that way.
Okay, but you look it. They're very I want to say yuppie, but yuppie isn't a thing anymore, I don't think.
Well, I'll explain it.
Yuppie?
What they look like.
Oh.
Which I hope they look like, because it's the reason I picked these out. I didn't want to wear glasses. Look, I had LASIK surgery when I was 21, 22.
Something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So, because I didn't want to wear glasses. But these are just reading glasses. But I picked them because I feel like when I put them on, it's like a Weezer look.
Oh, yeah, kind
so
of.
It's like,
I see that.
Like kind of dorky cool, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's almost like a Fred Armisen kind of
yeah.
thing. Yeah. I get that. Yeah.
So that's
only
why I
sexier.
Picked these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you look good. I like them.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of looking good.
Mm-hmm. Look at you transition.
Right?
Yeah.
We don't do much transition material here.
No,
on
we don't.
Martinis,
no. But, no. No, nothing
you,
flows.
You set me up for that one. all right. So we're now, you know what? Listen, last week's episode, I don't remember much.
Is that why you were so nice to her?
I don't know, but I don't remember much.
Okay.
So if like I just did with the glasses thing, if I continue to do so, just stop me and
mm-hmm. Oh, I will.
It'll happen.
I will.
So where were we on the last episode? This was pre-pictures, right?
Yeah, we hadn't seen them yet. I hadn't seen them
okay.
yet. I talked about the shoot, the actual like going there and doing it and, you know, the process and how it made me feel. But there was still a lot of this unknown of what were the pictures going to be like and how were people going to react? How were you going to react? How was I going to react? How,
right.
you know, all these layers. I mean, it has been a week, man. This has been like a very strange week for me.
Makes sense.
Yeah. It's been a very strange week. It started with actually... last Friday, I guess I'll fill people in an update. And again, I mean, I have, you know, Mia is as probably as open, if not more than I am, and she doesn't care. But people have known that we've been trying to get Mia a breast reduction that she desperately needs and insurance and finding doctors and this and that has been like a nightmare. And we went to a doctor last week, a new doctor, and... you know, I was done with insurance. I was just ready to pay out of pocket.
I know.
I was just like, fuck it. I'll do whatever we have to do, you know? I mean, literally, I was like ready to set up like feet pictures on an OnlyFans account. I don't give a shit.
Well, we were at the doctor's office and I was trying not to be like condescending or like mansplain, like whatever you want to call it, like to you when you were like, okay, let's just set it up. We'll do it. Let's just.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. Chill, you know, like, let's just see. Mm-hmm. We'll give it a last shot.
Mm-hmm.
And
wait.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say.
Well, it's funny. Well, first of all, it's been a year, right? This poor girl. I mean, she's 18, which I realize is an adult, but really.
Not anymore.
She's not. I mean, to go from doctor to doctor and, you know, they do these, they take pictures from every angles and they're you know, like examining you close up, and it's very invasive. You
not
know?
Only that, I know I'm cutting you off again. I apologize for that. But when I was reading up on the material when we were applying for the insurance and seeing the doctor, and it's like they have to send the pictures to the insurance
company. Oh, yeah.
Like, who the fuck knows who is on the other
100%.
End? 100%. Seeing yes. these. Like, I used to work when I was like 17 at a temp job mm-hmm. at a bank, right? Mm-hmm. And I had access to accounts and financial, you know, mm-hmm. amounts and like all this, like mm-hmm. as a temp fucking loser
yeah.
kid.
Yeah.
Like, who knows who's on the other yeah. end of these pictures?
Well, and they don't put, you know, they let her know they're not putting your face or whatever, but still, so yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
But also, you know, this is the routine, because now we went, this was our fourth doctor, and the routine is you sit down in the room, they ask you, you know, a few questions, and they're like, all right, let's go take pictures. And it's like, hey, you know, like we just met, you know, it's invasive. And, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't know what made the difference, but we submitted, and the same day insurance approved it this time.
Crazy.
Crazy. I mean, nothing changed.
But I think I wasn't there previously. I was obviously there for this one, but it sounded like this doctor knew what he was supposed to say to the insurance company and say, you know, which
know.
Picture, like, and she, you know, had a rash or something.
Oh
this
my
time.
God. She, so yeah, you have to have all this stuff wrong, right? Like that. Right. It's the type of thing, you know, how you usually you go to the doctor and like, you want to check no for everything, right? You want to be like, no, I don't have this and I don't have this. And this yeah. was like, you know, she's like, I have this rash underneath. And the nurse was like, that's great. yeah. Because the more you can put on the, you know, the thing, the better it is. And it's like, you know, of course they don't want, you don't want to have all this stuff wrong, but yet you know, the more you put on these things, the better chance it is to get insurance. So anyway,
yeah.
it's scheduled. I truly believe this is going to change her life. And you know, she's excited, she's obviously nervous. It's a, you know, like a, it's a 3 to 4 hour surgery. And
well, it's anesthesia, anytime you're, you know, you're nervous, you know, anytime you,
well, and she had to, now she's 18, you know, she was in the room when they're reading all the things that could go wrong, whereas when she was younger I could shield her from that, you know.
And
when she had,
and to top it all off, while that was happening, we experienced an earthquake.
Oh my God, I know. The earthquake yeah. of
New Jersey 2024 earthquake, when the chair fell over.
Exactly. yeah. Exactly.
All those memes, whatever.
Yes. At least we were in a hospital when it happened. right. mm-hmm. So that was the first thing. And right, and even every time we go to one of these doctors, you know, I'm feeling bad for her. I'm exhausted. I'm done with all this. I just want it to happen. And, you know, as a mom, you're like, you see how your child has, you know, suffered and gone through this, and she has suffered. I mean, there has, you know, there are a lot of physical and emotional, you know, issues with this kind of thing. And so, you know, it started out as an exhausting week, although, you know, obviously when we got the news that she was approved, it was amazing, but it was also like, okay, now I have to get ready for her to have pretty major surgery. So, so anyway, yeah. So I just wanted to update everybody, because a lot of people had messaged and given me tips and whatever, and I'm so grateful for that. But I will keep you updated on the actual surgery. It's going to be the end of May, and right. hopefully, yeah. yeah. Blah, blah,
enough okay. of that.
Oh, sorry. Jesus. Okay.
We don't have to tell where we're getting it. Maybe I'm. What date it was.
Maybe I'm. Maybe I'm. Like, what's the word?
Not sure.
Trying to put off. The action, the nothing.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, boudoir shoot.
Yeah.
Let's get into that.
Yeah, the
right?
pictures.
Let's get into the pictures.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I noticed before this even happened, I went on Amazon and I saw that you bought this lace thing.
That was one of the reasons I thought you knew what I was doing. You kept right. saying, how would I know? How would I know?
Well,
what do you think I bought it for?
Back up. Right. So, I saw that. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think nothing of it. There was a couple things in my mind where I was like, oh, she's trying to spice it up, you know, in the bedroom, or she's like taking pictures just for us, or, you know, something. Like, I didn't know. And, you know, fast forward, you know, a week later, where you're like, hey, I'm going into the city. I'm, you know, it's a surprise, like, whatever. Like, And you were like, don't you know what it is? I'm like, how the fuck would I know? I didn't even put that and this together. Mm-hmm. And my only thought was like, you were going to go do some like, I guess like racy shots for just us.
Oh, I didn't even know you thought
that was a possibility.
Okay.
What else could it be? Like, I had no idea why you were going. Mm-hmm. So it was either like you're doing some pictures just for us or it's just for us in the bedroom and you're going to the city for something that I have no idea. Like, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was my initial kind of...
Maybe my stripper dream had come true. And I don't... What, that was a little...
No, I wasn't even laughing at that. I was sidetracked. When I was thinking, I was like, I look on Amazon and I see you're buying this thing and it was like $25.
I'm trying to be frugal. Well, I said I bought for $24.99 because I know you and lingerie. Like, you have no interest in lingerie. And so, right, I was like, I'm not going to spend all this money for like one photo shoot and then I'm going to come home and you're going to be like, yeah, no, don't even put it on.
Right. Okay. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
That was one of the questions that we have,
mm-hmm,
going on there.
So I was scheduled to have like the photo reveal on Wednesday. And I was excited, you know, I was nervous too. And it was unlike anything that's ever happened to me before. I mean, the whole week has been anything that hasn't happened to me before. I mean, you know, from the actual look, I other than sending you pictures during the, you know, mm-hmm, like a boob shot or whatever, like I have never been photographed like that before. I mean, we've videoed ourselves before. Well,
we'll get into that.
Like, oh, you have it all written down. Yeah. Shit. Okay. So
yeah, I'm going to just fast forward like 20, 30 minutes.
I was going to say, or people might want to turn it off. Get depending. To the good stuff. But, you know, I didn't know what to expect. I was hoping they were going to be good. I know how talented the photographer is and everything. But, you know, but still you worry, like, you know, now I've already committed to posting them even before seeing them.
Right. I want to, can I be honest for a second?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Don't be mad at me.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. My initial thing was, where like, I saw that you bought this $25 thing on Amazon. And I'm like, is she going to do pictures? And I'm like, oh, like, what is this going to be? Like, what's my reaction going to be? Like, is it going to be nice? Like, is it going to be? I wasn't picturing what you did.
Like, what were you picturing?
This professional photographer. That,
what do you think? I did selfies?
I had no idea.
Uh-huh.
You know, I had no idea. Mm-hmm. But I was nervous that, you know, was I going to have to be nice and be like, oh, they're beautiful.
Oh, damn.
Like, I'm being honest. Like, okay. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Were you going to have your iPhone and like taking pictures? You know what I mean? Like, not what they ended up being.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not you. Like, this is not about you. It's about the pictures that would have been taken. Like, you with an iPhone, like taking selfies kind of thing.
That's why I was going into New York to take selfies
with an
iPhone.
No, no. This is my thought when I saw you buy the thing on Amazon before I knew you were going into the city to do this. Mm-hmm. You know, like, my mind was just kind of racing a little bit. Like, I'm just kind of like setting myself up here for my reaction to what this thing actually, mm-hmm, was. Okay. Is that fair?
Yeah. Oh, you could say, I'm glad you're being honest.
I,
yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. I had no idea.
Uh-huh.
All right. What was your question? Did you ask a question?
I did not ask a question. I was saying that I got the pictures, I was going to go into that right. I, you know, it was on Zoom and I'm sitting there and, you know, I'm a little bit nervous. First of all, it's not in person. So, you know, it's over Zoom, which, I'm sure had I asked for it to be in person, she would have, but you know, it's this thing where when you're getting the pictures taken, you feel really good and you're being catered to and you have a makeup person and a hair person and the photographer and there was a videographer there. And all of this, and you're in this beautiful studio with these wonderful backdrops and, but seeing the pictures is a whole different thing. And I posted, did you see the video of my reaction?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. So I videoed my reaction, not knowing whether or not I was going to post anything because I didn't know what my reaction was going to be. And when I saw them, it was like this wave of excitement and validation and success, kind of, mm-hmm. right? Like, this is what I wanted it to be, and this is what it is more than I wanted it to be. And again, I a lot of my reasoning for doing it, as much as a lot of it was personal, was also for the other me's of the world, which there are, you know, more like bigger bodied women than, you know, there's no representation. And so, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to do this is to be like, fuck that. We can be sexy too. We are sexy too. And I looked at the pictures and I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I can post these. Some of them. No. You know, so yeah. Just because
those are just for me and your closest girlfriends.
I mean, I wound up sending them. Even your mom
And my mom.
Yeah. Which after that, I was sort of like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But anyway, it was an amazing moment. It's a moment I will never forget. You were at work. And I cried when I saw them. Mm-hmm. I did. I, you know, it was just this look. You know, yes, we have a podcast. Yes, I have, you know, a large quote unquote following on Instagram and everything, but I'm a regular fucking person. Like on day to day, you know, I am a hot mess. I am someone who can't get my shit together. I am someone who does not go to pickup looking like, you know, school pickup or drop off or whatever, looking like, you know, the hot yoga mom, or like I look like a troll under a bridge when I go most places in the world. Bridge. Yes.
No, I'm just trying to picture and think if that works.
Yeah, it works. Yeah, trust me. Yeah, it does. Yeah. I mean, on a day-to-day basis, I can't get my shit together. And so to see yourself in that light, in that, you know, shit, I could pull together, you know? And so it was a really, really good feeling. And then, you know, after that, so that was really emotional, and I could take a deep breath, but again, you know, it was exhausting. And then from there, that was Wednesday. I knew I was going to post on Thursday. You know, I had to pick which of the pictures, which are appropriate. I met with my therapist on Thursday. On Wednesday after I had the, maybe before I took the pictures, I can't remember, but it was my therapist because number one, this was still a big deal to me to post.
Wait, you met her when? What time frame?
I can't remember.
Before
Wednesday?
You took the pictures or after?
No. Before I posted.
After you took the pictures, before you posted.
Either before or after I got the pictures. I can't remember which one. Okay. But I knew I had made the appointment in advance because, you know, number one, I knew I was going to need a little like, you can do this. You know, this is okay. Second of all, I had some like shit to figure out. Look, we have three kids, right? And, you know, we have an 18-year-old who, like I said, blocked me on Instagram a long time ago. Totally respect it. But, you know, she got friends who follow me and maybe classmates or who knows. You know.
But she doesn't unfollow because she's not proud of what you're doing.
We said this last week.
Okay.
Yeah. False that. And then we have a 15-year-old boy. And our 15-year-old boy follows us. And again, he is very supportive of most of the things that we do. But also, you know, this is different. And again, I know these are tasteful photos. I know this is not, you know, like I texted one of my older friends, like a woman in my life who, you know, is Karen, who's like, you know, a role model to me. And I've known since I was little and all of this. And I was like, I had to go through, I felt like I had to warn people, right? I felt like I had to give them the heads up because I don't know who's going to say something to someone and I know it sounds like I'm making a much bigger deal about all of this, but this was a big deal to me.
It makes sense.
Okay.
I get it.
Okay. Thank you. And there might be people out there like, dude, I saw the pictures. Like, okay, but have you ever posted pictures like that on the intrawebs?
you see the pictures and you're like, okay, like not the worst thing in the world, but like,
yeah, I knew over a million people were gonna see these pictures,
right? But when you're doing something like that for the first time for yourself, self-consciously, like the whole thing makes sense.
So I knew I had to say something to Ian, to our 15-year-old, and I didn't know how it was gonna go. And so I had to talk to the therapist about that, and you know, she was definitely a little concerned. Mm-hmm. She was,
well, especially because there are people that know who we are and follow and see things.
Oh, Ian went through the list.
That's what I'm saying.
He was scrolling and scrolling of people he knows who follow me.
I just want to point that out, saying people will see, like kids will see this. That's why you have to have the conversation with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, we went through the, well, are you sure you really want to do this? You can still back out. And it's like, I am 100% doing this. I believe in this. I think it's very important. I think I'm doing it for the right reasons. And then she's like, okay, well, is there any chance that you would let him sit down with you and choose what she's comfortable with? You know, I'm comfortable with you posting these. I am not comfortable with you posting these. And I was like, absolutely not. She was like, why not? And I was like, because I never, ever want him to think he can let a girl, you know, think that he can be involved in what she feels is appropriate about her body. So, you know, I was like.
Right. As long as it's not showing everything, right? Like that kind of stuff.
Look, I can't on Instagram. Even if it was showing everything, that could not be a decision he made. That is not allowed.
Yeah, I understand.
And quite honestly, I can't control who follows me. And you know, and I have to do my own thing and do what I believe in. And so, you mm-hmm. know, so I said, absolutely not. I will not let him. First of all, I don't know if he wants to see the pictures or not. But secondly, no, I will absolutely never let him think that he can have any say in what a female posts about her body. You know, even if he thinks it's wrong or whatever, like, yes, you can say, hey, maybe think about this or whatever, but no.
Right.
So, you know, so we just decided that I was going to sort of, I had him read what I was going to post, which I thought was a really important thing, that he could see this wasn't about being, you know, salacious or trying to seek attention, or this was about a message and this was about a movement and, you know, a revolution in a sense, and that it wasn't actually about being in lingerie, and it was about validation, self-validation, and you know, and healing and all of the things that we need. So at first, it didn't go so great. At first, he was a little nervous. The first question he asked is, will you be nude? I said, no. He said, will you have very little clothing on? I said, that's all relative. Mm-hmm. But I said, but no, that you won't see anything, you know, nothing mm-hmm. so private.
And those are all very fair questions that he was
absolutely
asking.
I said, I will answer any question you have.
Right.
But no, I will not change my mind. Mm-hmm. So, and look, on the one hand, yes, I had to talk to him. On another level, it's just another fucking day with mom, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So when I first saw these photos, I was like blown away. I was like, my wife is a model now? Like somehow, like what the fuck just happened? You know, my anticipation of this thing was, like I said before, is she using her phone to take selfies and it's going to be all like weird and awkward kind of thing? Or I just had no idea. I didn't know the photographer. I don't know what they've done before. Like when I saw them, I was just like, holy fuck. Like this is my wife?
Aw.
Like, holy shit. I could
and
not
I couldn't
believe.
Tell that was your reaction at first.
Really? Why?
Well, I even said to you at first, I mean, you were at work and you're really, really bad at like over text of how you sound and your like delivery. And
you mean
I
while
said,
I'm working?
No, but this was big and this was different. And like I said, I was texting my best friend at the same time that I was texting you. And I said, like, thank fucking God that I had her, because she was like, holy fuck, you're a smoke show. Like, she's like, this is like, and you were like, wow, And you know, no, so in my mind, say, I'm like, oh, what? Shit. Yes, you did. I'll read you the text.
Yes.
You were basically like, wow.
No, I didn't say wow, but it wasn't that much better.
No, it wasn't. It was really bad. Right. And actually, I was on such a high, and then I heard from you, and I was like, oh, fuck, here we go. Like, I just want him to, like, you know.
I made up for it in, like, 2 seconds.
You did. You totally did. But I didn't know if it was real or not.
No, it's 100% real. But, like, okay. If you text me and I'm at work, I'm in the middle of something, and, like, whatever. And, like, I'm not thinking properly. You know, like. And then I was
didn't
like,
think you'd have to think so properly for this.
Like, I could literally be on my hands and knees at the store, like, doing stuff and
good.
Seeing
that's
that.
Where you should be when you get those pictures. It's exactly where you should be.
And then I was like, all right, fuck, that was not the right reaction. Here it is. And I did it like 2 seconds later, right? Like, mm-hmm. I tried to, you know.
You said you are so fucking hot. Is that what you said? I think you said you
I said that. I said a bunch, a bunch of stuff after that.
Yeah,
I did. But, like, I was not expecting them to be so, like, professional and, like out of a magazine. Like, I did not expect it to look like that at all. So mm-hmm. I was just blown away.
Yeah, so Wednesday was a whirlwind. But, yes, you did make up for it. But still, I was, like, in my own head about everything. And again, just like I had with Ian, I knew I had to, like, take care of some housekeeping things, right? I knew I had to tell certain people what was going to happen. You know, just like a heads up, like a, I don't know, people might say something to you or just be ready to see comments that maybe aren't so nice when I post. Or, like, you may not, again, you may want to get off of the internet. And, you know, so I did. I texted a few people, and my line was, are you still going to want to be associated with me after tomorrow? And, you know, then they, like, so I did that to a few people as just, like, a heads up. And then I had been nervous about telling your mom, honestly. I was. I am not the normal daughter-in-law. Like, I do some crazy shit, mm-hmm. you know? And I guess as far as the podcast and stuff, yeah, I think she's kind of used to it now. But this was different. Like, I don't know who follows me that she knows. I know a lot of people who know her and, you know your business and everything who follow her. And I didn't know what anybody's reaction would be. I didn't know what her reaction would be. Mm-hmm. More just like most mother-in-laws don't have to deal with this kind of thing. And also to see pictures like that of your daughter-in-law, I don't know, maybe is uncomfortable. And I owe her an apology because she was cool as fuck. She really was.
Yeah, I think we've kind of, starting with this podcast, kind of
like eased her in.
Yeah,
but this was this again, but when you see something, she can choose whether or not to listen to the podcast, right? Anybody can choose whether or not to listen to the podcast. Don't download it. You never have to hear it. If you follow me, there's a very good chance you can't control that. That's going to show up on your feed whether you want it to or not.
Yeah, but like you posted a story post on Instagram, right? So like there's one picture. And then
yeah,
you swipe.
Nothing.
That's what I'm saying. Then you swipe to see the rest, right? That's how it works, isn't it?
Nobody's looking at the first picture and not swiping.
Well, but like you're saying for you, like your mother-in-law might. You know what I mean? Like she might not have, but you sent her everything.
Well, after she was so cool, because what I said was I sent her the reaction video and I was like, so tomorrow I'm going to be posting these pictures, you know? And she was like, do I get a preview? And I literally said to her, I was like, you might regret saying that. And I was like, I don't give a shit. You know, I don't give a shit. Mm. Like, whatever. I'll take up my top off at any time. But, you
Passover.
Know.
Over.
Whatever. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Sure. You know, come on, Elijah. Let's go.
Come on, Elijah. Okay. Keep going.
It's come on, Eileen, but come on, Elijah.
I got that.
So, yeah, so I said to her, I was just like, are you sure? I was like, do you want low trauma or high trauma? I was like, I can do low trauma pictures or high trauma pictures. She's like, no, bring it. So I sent one that was kind of tame. And then I got a little more. And she was being super cool. And I was so happy that, you know, I was like, it was really, it meant a lot to me that she was so cool about it. And that she maybe she didn't understand as much until she read what I wrote, but I think that, you know, I genuinely think that she thought it was cool. And, Yeah. And, you know, and then there was one picture that was like so ridiculous. I mean, so ridiculous that I couldn't post, you know, that I only showed a few pictures. I mean, Instagram would have blocked me immediately had
would,
I posted.
Would you like to say what your best friend had titled that picture?
Boobzilla. Boobzilla. Yeah. So, so I, you know, it was just like, you know, I just looked ridiculous. And I actually wound up showing her the picture and I was like, so I'm not posting this one. And, you know, it was just, it was nice to know that people were like getting why I was doing it and it, and not coming at it from the inappropriate, this is not okay perspective, but from the, well, this is pretty fucking cool that you're doing this. So, yeah.
Well, she loved the Boobzilla picture so much that I was like, let me show you these pictures. That
you just show Danielle our video?
And I, the videos and the pictures. And
God. All right, let's stop. The poor woman.
The poor everybody for that one.
How many days a week does she regret that you married me? All right. Go ahead about you were gonna say about after I posted and your
So you posted the pictures on Thursday, and I knew when I was coming home, I was like, I have to respect Danielle's space. Like, she's not gonna be in my space. Like, we're not gonna be. I'm gonna go up to bed, and she's gonna be doing her. Like, we're not gonna talk. Like, I get it. Like.
I was in the zone.
Yeah, you posted, you got messages, you got view. Like, you want to see that stuff, you want to reply. Like, I knew I was not in your realm at that point. So I was like, all right, I'm home. Hey, love you. Good night. Like, I'm going up. Like, I'll go watch some TV. Like, whatever. Like, I'll leave you alone. I'll respect your space and let you do your thing. Right. And wasn't fair because you still had your period. And I wanted you to come up because I saw those pictures. And I was like, I need me some after seeing those things. And that wasn't happening.
So. No, it wasn't happening. I mean, it was funny. Like, when I sent you the pictures, I wished you were home when I sent them to you. When I posted, you know, I was so overwhelmed. I mean, in so many ways good. I mean, everybody, my God, to everyone who commented and liked and watched my stories and supported me and made me feel safe. Holy shit. Like, thank you all, each and every one of you.
Oh, the messages were amazing. Like, I went through a bunch of them. I haven't seen them all.
Yeah.
Because I'm not allowed on Instagram. So I sneak in once in a while.
You can be on Instagram and not be on Marriage and Martinis. So that's not the excuse.
Why would I be on Instagram without being on Marriage and Martinis?
You have your own account.
But I don't use, like, what, for what?
To go on and read the comments.
Wait, if I have my account on Instagram, I can see the comments on Marriage and Martinis posts?
What? Of course.
I don't use it. I have no idea. Oh, so it's like Facebook, but like we can see the comments kind of thing?
You think I'm the only person who could see the comments?
Well, the comments and your responses and all that stuff.
Yeah, everything. Just like any other social media.
I don't fucking use it. Okay. I have no idea.
It doesn't matter, right. But yeah. No,
but what I loved about it was, number one, there were, you know, most of what I saw were just like fire, you know, emojis and like praise to you for doing this and being out of your comfort zone and doing this kind of, like, I loved that.
With people recognizing why it might be a little more vulnerable for me than for many people who post lingerie shots.
Not only that, but the fact that, you know, there were so many people who were like, wow, now I think I want to do something like that. You know, well, like, you were kind of not encouraging people to, but what's the word? Inspiring people to, you know, back out of their comfort zone and do something vulnerable like that, you know, which they never would have even thought about doing before because they didn't think that was for them.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to read what I wrote with it. It's not long. In case anybody didn't see it on Instagram or, you know, whatever. Can I use your glasses?
Oh, thank you. I'm using my glasses.
Yeah. The tides have turned.
Yes, they have.
So I wrote this actually pretty quickly because it just seems so obvious to me and something that I think about all the time. And, you know, so this is what was under the post. You know, there were the 8 pictures and then the post said, and, you know, again, I made sure my son read it. I made sure, you know, I told you to read it. I wanted everybody to read it because, you know, when you just see the pictures, it has a very different feel than if you read what I wrote. So I wrote, and people have also listened to my, you know, if you haven't listened to my Is She Letting Herself Go episode from 2 years ago, please go listen to that, because that was kind of the start of the journey, right? And there's been a lot of different kind of pinnacles and steps. And so this was kind of major. How do you celebrate a body that you've never before allowed to be fully present at times of joy and pleasure? How do you apologize to a body that you've berated, criticized, and demeaned since before it was even fully grown? How do you fully embrace a body that you've been trying for so long to hide, shrink, and contort? How do you say, I'm grateful to a body that has repeatedly healed from surgeries, illnesses, changes, and injuries? How do you thank a body for the countless sensations of sensual touch and pleasure, safety of embrace, and beauty of dance and movement? How do you say, I'm so sorry for all of the times you've called your body names and said hurtful things to it that you would never dare say to anybody else? How do you slam shut a chapter of restriction, deprivation, and limitation with your body and finally realize you've been duped into hating yourself for far too damn long? By unleashing every inch of its realness and allowing it the freedom it has deserved for years. By worshiping the curves, the womanliness, the goddess that has been ignored for too long. By protecting it from a society whose beauty standards were created in boardrooms with dollar sign agendas. By finally doing, wearing, indulging, saying, and living however the fuck you want. Now it's your turn.
Love it. And that was my response to you when you sent me the pictures the first time.
But you know, yeah.
No, I'll expand. Mm-hmm. I thought it was beautiful, obviously. But why do we, like... It worked for me too, by the way, when I read that, because why are we not all just kind to ourselves and our bodies and doing the things that we want to do because of expectations of what others might think, or what we think is the norm for doing pictures like that, like fucking Victoria's Secret catalogs or like whatever, like that's what we expect those things to look like. Right. Even for me, like, we spoke about on the last episode, when I do the shoot with you and I'm, you know, I don't know, I'm self, like, I feel self-conscious.
Wait,
like,
last week you were like, hell yeah, I'll do it.
Right. I said that on the episode, right? But kind of in my mind, I'm like, why the fuck am I, who am I to be in
who
a photo
I?
Shoot? But, right, I get that. But, like, in my mind, I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if that works for me. Like, I'm a guy, number one. I think it's different for women, and I really do, than I think it is for men to do something like that. I really do.
Well, you would do it with me, right? Or are you talking about by yourself?
I guess either. I'm just like, all right, look, women, your bodies are beautiful. Like, forget the size. Forget all that stuff. Like, women have beautiful bodies, in my opinion, right?
Now, that's your opinion.
What do you mean?
Oh, that was not your opinion for a long time.
I always thought women had beautiful bodies.
No.
Okay. All right. Guys don't, right? And I am on, I feel like I am on the don't side of that. Unless you're like in a Calvin Klein underwear model, you know, that kind of thing. Unless you're like that elite status of like what a male body, I guess it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't agree with that at all.
Like. I don't like guys.
Like when you come out of the shower, I'm like, damn.
I don't know. I just don't feel that way about myself.
Okay, hello. Right. Gee, what does that feel like?
So, well, that's why what you wrote helped me too, because I'm like, maybe I could do it.
Well, I want you to do it. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I don't know. I'm rambling here.
Well,
I get
it's
that.
Two sides. It's the side of I want you to do it, and also I wanted a lot of men and a lot of women who I know have certain thoughts about who should and should not be showing themselves. Look, there's still all kinds of accounts out there.
But that
women
makes
out.
No sense to me.
Can I finish?
Yes, you can, but I'm frustrated.
Okay, so you would be one of those people 10 years ago. You would have been one of the people who I would have said, read fucking read this. You now, need to read this.
I'm frustrated because who the fuck cares what the norm is or what society claims to be okay? Or like you did it for you. You did it for us, right? Like, why does it matter?
Oh, there's lots of people who would say, you know, oh, she's wearing, you know, she shouldn't be wearing that.
But it's not for them. Who cares?
Of
who gives
course,
a shit?
But Instagram is Instagram. People are people, and people have an idea. Look, here, I'll read this comment. And this there were several of these, and that was one of the reasons why I had to be on guard when I posted, because these were the comments I didn't want my kids to see, and I didn't want other women to see, because I actually did share it on Instagram, on my story. I shared a few of the comments because I wanted to be like, look, see, I am getting these comments. If I can get these comments and take it, we can all do this.
Well,
it's fine.
Yeah, I even said to you, I was trying to be like, don't take this thing personally. Like, it's not about you. It's about the situation. And you were like, I don't give a shit.
I don't. And yeah. I even posted it. I mean, this guy is such a fucking tool. And there were a bunch of them. Most of them were men. There were a few women who made some mean comments, and I deleted them. But again, like, you know, this is what keeps it. It also like empowers me. And I'm like, you know, there's that quote. Don't give up now. You still have a few motherfuckers to prove wrong. And, you know, and so this like that keeps me going. But he's this guy. Photomock is his handle.
Okay.
So he posted this on my thing. Overweight women will do almost anything except eat right and get some exercise for their bodies. Nowadays, that obesity is so glorified, influencers see these as an opportunity to try to get some attention without doing the work. Cholesterol and triglycerides will do their work regardless of cancel culture and whatever you post online. Eat better, move more, and stop glorifying obesity. Mm. And so I was pissed.
Made
like
his
the mother,
point.
Father,
yeah.
Like the motherfucker called me an influencer. I'm not an influencer.
Oh, so he was praising you. He gave you a compliment.
You know, so if I look, so if I can be called obese, any woman can take it.
Yeah, but that's
obviously
insane,
a douchebag. It doesn't matter. I don't even want to go there.
Right.
Whether I am or not or whatever. I don't even want to validate his.
Right.
It doesn't fucking matter. Okay. And honestly, like,
it was a fucking,
if any man ever talked to me about cholesterol and triglycerides, I would dry up so fucking fast.
It was a 16-year-old boy who doesn't know shit about
please
shit.
Don't. That's gross.
But
I don't want
that's
any 16-year-old
who
boy.
Who the fuck do you think is posting shit like that online? Like
this
these trolls
photo,
are.
He has fitness model in his bio, whether he's in a fitness model
right,
or not,
that's
whatever.
Fine. Okay.
Yeah, no, he's a tool. But but anyway, you know, that was one of the reasons why I needed to not be offline, because I needed to be able, look, I don't have like a security guard on Instagram, like deleting comments. I got to fucking do it. So.
Oh, wait, we didn't talk about the best part. What we were leading towards after I came home, after you posted everything and you kind of ignored me for the entire night.
I did.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
All right, so with all that being said, right, so you posted on Thursday, I came home, you ignored me, you were doing your thing. Well, let me build it up even more. Friday morning, I'm up early, I'm downstairs, I got my computer, I'm watching TV, it's like 5:30 in the morning. And then I hear you come downstairs at like 6 o'clock. What was going on in your mind?
I was feeling guilt. I felt a lot of guilt.
Okay.
You and I have our thing, like, where we're very connected in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. And I showed you the pictures. You were so awesome after like a bad start. You started again.
I always have a bad start.
You do.
And then I make up for it and I do very well.
And you know, and look, I think I take very good care of you. And I was feeling that night like I wasn't taking care of you at all. Like, you might have been feeling weird about it, me posting. You might have been like, I didn't know, but I didn't have time to, like, cater to you. And, you know, I had so much else going on, and I wanted to respond to people's comments because people were being so gracious. And, you know, and I knew that a lot of people were getting it emotional because it was going to be very relatable to them. And then in the morning, I woke up, and I was like, fuck. I was like, you know... I wanted to be with you, I'm going to go somewhere and people can fast forward a little bit. So I posted a video last week. I don't know if I talked about this last week, but I posted a video where I was like taking a walk and, I had my period. Again, if you want to fast forward, you can, but I think this also might be relatable, or if you're a man, you might want to listen and because your wife is perimenopausal. I don't know. But I have my period I get my period so badly now that like, I know you're going to be bleh, but
what are you? Yeah.
Okay. Because I get my period so badly that like, I couldn't like go downstairs and have sex with you. So I had my period and I was getting fucking hot flashes at the same time. So I have perimenopausal hot flashes and I'm still getting my period. Like I'm 13 years old where I'm like changing my things every 20 minutes. I'm like, I can't have sex with him. I was like, so I go downstairs and I gave you a nice morning blowjob.
6 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. I don't give a lot of 6 o'clock in the morning blowjobs.
First of all, I still think back to my reaction to what you were doing, mm-hmm. which was so off the charts and wrong because I didn't know what you were doing.
What'd you think I was doing?
I didn't know what was happening. Like, it was, I came down like a half hour earlier. I'm still half asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And you come over and you get down.
On my knees. Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, no. Like, I think I said to you, like, no, or whatever, without finishing my sentence.
What was your sentence?
Like, I think my sentence was supposed to be, like, no, like, what do you, don't have to do this. It's okay. Like, mm-hmm. I think I was trying to be, like, I understood what you were doing and why you were doing it. And mm-hmm. I think I was trying to say, no, you don't have to do this. I understand.
You don't have to, like, make up for ignoring
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I stopped at no, and I was like, yeah. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that coming out of my mouth or like.
I remember you being very confused.
Yeah. It was a weird situation, mm-hmm. you know, for being.
Well, especially like it was we had to wake the boys soon. You know, who knows if like Jonah sets his alarm so he can get to school super early and be with his friends and everything. Like I knew I had to come down really early just to be careful of were they going to come downstairs.
Yeah.
But
I asked you if you set your alarm or you had it in your mind.
What? I get
and
up
you
at
were
six.
Like, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, I get up at six. Mm. Anyway, yes, I was, and I was like, kind of like, you know, I was feeling frustrated because I wanted to have sex and I couldn't. And I knew, so I knew you were probably feeling frustrated too. And I don't know.
I was frustrated.
I know.
Damn, was I frustrated.
I was too. But but anyway, so yes, so that was like it was like a pity blowjob. It was like a guilt blowjob.
I'll take it.
I know. Yeah, like who cares what the reasoning is? yeah, and then you know, and I think that it was very anticlimactic because there was all this buildup, and I was like, you know, fine if you have your period and you have sex, like great, period sex, go for it. This was like the parting of the Red Sea. This was like the nice. Slaying of the firstborn was happening.
Do you want to explain the towel from last night?
No. No.
Talking about parting of the Red
Sea. No,
Seas?
Okay. Yes. Well, yes, you could talk about that.
Your face is as red as a towel right now.
I still had my period and I couldn't take it anymore. I was like, I'm not even going to tell him I have my period anymore. I just want to like, yes.
I mean, it was nuts.
Okay,
insane.
All right. Okay.
You said I should talk about it, no?
Oh, yeah, you can talk about it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I came up last... No, it's too much.
You can people could turn it off. I mean, period sex, I feel like, is something that people don't talk about a lot.
All right, well, first of all, we didn't know it was period sex unless
I knew.
You did.
I kind of did. I wasn't sure. I mean, yeah, I kind of knew it was
I thought it was
sex.
Done. Like, I didn't know.
It was almost done.
Lights were off. Who knew? Like, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And... we had sex, and I'll fast forward through that.
No, you don't have to fast forward through that. It was fucking amazing.
It was like a fucking hour, first of all.
It was unreal. Yes.
Oh, and yeah. You said it was like your fifth best orgasm you've ever had.
I mean, it was amazing. And now I don't know if it was because it was on my period or not. So now I'm like, I don't
Who
give
was the
a
first
shit anymore.
With? I just need
really?
To know.
Really? Really?
Anyway, so I go to the bathroom to, you know, wipe off, mm-hmm. and it was your hair towel, which is a white towel.
I don't know why you had to use my hair towel.
It was the only one in there, and it was not white
after
I mm-hmm. was done.
Yes.
Yeah. So I didn't
even put it in the hamper after. It was just in the bathroom. Like, what if the...
On the floor. So nobody uses a towel on the floor.
In our house?
It was covered. What? So there was it was just white.
5 second rule. So, yeah, it's terrible.
All right.
I mean...
Anyway, all right.
What's talking about period sex? There's nowhere you can't go.
But yeah, but for whatever reason, is period sex that much better? I mean, for you, obviously.
No, I don't know. I mean, we've had period sex before, not like when I have a heavy period. I didn't have a heavy period.
Well, this is like the tail end of your period, I guess, mm-hmm. right? And for whatever reason.
Whatever it was, maybe it was all the buildup. Maybe it was, you know, how confident I was feeling. Maybe it was all of the above. You know what I mean? I had been away for a night with a friend. And, you know, I had a great time, but, you know, I was away for a night through all of this. Mm. So, you know, so even when I came back again, we hadn't even like made out or kissed or whatever. So there was like all
made
this
out.
Tension. What? Mm. Yes.
Made out.
We make out sometimes now. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. So that was that. It was excellent.
It was excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Should we end the episode now? I mean, there's...
No, I mean, I want... No, there were a few questions that I want to hear.
There's a lot of questions
I want
to hear.
Okay, but pick some, because there are
I'm saying there's so many. Should we do part two next week?
No, I don't want to do another part two, because we've already... People are going to be like, enough of you talking about
yourself.
That
was a long time ago.
Pictures. Well, look, I'm going to do an episode in a few weeks with a photographer. Me and Virginia are going to do... an episode together talking about, and she's going to talk a lot about from a photographer's perspective what it's like to photograph women and couples and everything. And I'm so excited. First of all, she's an amazing photographer. I mean, honestly, like I said, I could have contacted any boudoir photographer. You know, we live near New York City. There's a thousand boudoir photographers, right? Philadelphia. We're in the middle of Philadelphia, New York City. I knew I wanted her. And besides her being a fantastic photographer, she's like become a friend. She's fucking awesome. And I think everyone is going to love hearing from her. So it's just overkill. Like, we don't need to do another episode.
Well, I think we do, but it's not about just you and your pictures, but mm-hmm. it's what it has done for us.
Mm-hmm.
I think should be another episode on its own.
Okay.
So we'll save all that.
Okay.
And for now, just to end it off, you asked, is there anything else that we should be doing to kind of like spicy up our marriage and our relationship and things?
I mean,
to make
we
things
do a
exciting?
Lot.
But that's kind of part of it too, right? So there's things that I was kind of thinking back of, what have we done? What haven't we done? What do I want to do? It doesn't have to be sexual, number one. Like, it could just be experiences. It could just be
absolutely
whatever, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, look, we did the sexy game thing, right? We did strip poker together. That was like 2 years ago.
We've done a few sexy game things.
A few?
Mm-hmm.
We did the naughty Uber ride.
Oh, shit.
We've done that.
Or we almost got banned from Uber. Mm-hmm.
We did the champagne hot tub thing in the Poconos.
Yeah, when we were 22.
Okay, but we did it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What we were talking about before, which I said we were going to get to later, we've done pictures and video while having sex together and immediately deleted all of it afterwards. But we did it, right? And we looked at it. We watched it.
I thought you put it under a passcode. The
pictures.
Protected.
All right. Like our sexting pictures that we sent to each other, I have saved.
Good.
The ones of us having sex have not been saved.
Oh.
I don't think anyone, that should not be in the universe. Okay. I don't think.
Does that mean they were bad?
All right. Everybody out there.
Remember the Friends episode where Rachel and Ross take video of themselves having sex and they watch it and they're like, think it's going to be so sexy.
Right.
And they're like, oh. Yeah. But when I watched ours, I thought it was sexy.
I mean, it is in the moment.
I mean, I wouldn't want anybody else to see it, but I thought it was right. sexy.
Yeah. Exactly. But there's other things that could be fun for us to do to kind of like not spice things up, but like you might think this is silly. Like if we did a cooking class together, you know?
Ian wanted me to do a cooking class. I don't want to take a fucking cooking class.
That would be so fun.
No, I don't want to cook. I hate cooking. I'm bad at it. Yeah. Can we at least
accentuate
my strengths? Like, can we take like I do have strengths and cooking is not one of them. I'm never going to be a good cook. I don't enjoy
fun.
You like cooking.
If it's
I would love
fun
you
for
should
you,
go take a cooking class.
Then we shouldn't do it together.
No, I don't want to do a cooking class.
I understand. What about one of those wine painting things? Like where you drink wine and you paint together.
Yeah, I mean, I've done it. But I want to do one where we paint together. Each other, like on a TikTok thing.
Yeah,
I would do that.
Those are some
fucking
funny pictures.
Yeah, I know, you
sent
me one.
Pictures.
We should do that.
Holy shit, yeah.
I would do that, I guess.
Do you think you could ever do a no-tech day together?
Of course.
No way.
Absolutely.
Like, we'd have a day together, there's no tech.
Yep. But what would
we do?
I mean, it would have to be a day where we're like in bed all day. Or we're watching movies. Yes,
that's tech.
I take that as a challenge. I could, we can't watch anything.
No. Exactly.
I mean, we could play board games. That'd be fun.
Right.
I like board games.
I do too. We should do a,
would you do a no tech vacation? Like a weekend away with no tech? I mean, my screen time on Sundays today, it said I was up like 15% for like 13 hours and 18 minutes for the week.
I don't know.
Every day.
I don't have a lot of screen time. I really don't.
Yeah.
But I like me a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like I don't want to have nothing for a day.
Yeah. I don't like a vacation. That's why I used to hate taking cruises because like you had no Wi-Fi and I was like, I don't want my vacation to be like no Wi-Fi. One of the things about being on vacation is that, like you should feel like not guilty about doing anything.
It's different now.
I know. I still don't want to take a cruise. But
speaking of vacations, I think one thing that I really want to do is take one of those train vacations across the country.
I would love that.
The two of us. Yep. And they have like a sleeper cabin or whatever the fuck they're called.
Sex on a train would be hot. Right? Be like Risky Business. Mm-hmm. Remember Risky Business where they have I love that scene. That was one of the reasons why I picked the denim shirt. I think every girl who watched Risky Business growing up with Tom Cruise and, Rebecca De Mornay? I think so. And she comes down in the morning. He's like a high school kid, you know, rich high school kid. And she's a prostitute, I think, a call girl. And she comes down in the morning wearing like his button down. And every girl was like, oh, I want to be that. Mm-hmm. You know, so that was one of the reasons why I wanted to wear the button down in the shoot. That was one of the inspiration.
Yeah, it worked.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't quite look like Rebecca De Mornay, but I'll take it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are there any things you think that we could do other than what we've done so far?
I mean, tons.
Like what? What's exciting to you?
There's lots of things that are exciting to me. I mean, I can't think of them off the top
skydiving?
Of my head. No, I don't want to skydive. There's
mountain
lots
climbing?
Of things. I mean, I would like to go to like a hedonism or something and see like, you know, just together. I don't want to sleep with anybody else or anything, but like, I don't know, just some, I don't know.
Like the ayahuasca thing?
I would do an ayahuasca thing. I mean, we've barely taken any drugs together.
We've taken no drugs together.
We've taken no drugs together.
We don't do drugs.
Right. Yeah, I would do an ayahuasca thing, definitely. I would do, Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, I would do one of those dinners where it's like dark and you get, you know, they feed you food. You know what you're getting.
Nope. I don't do that.
I would do that.
I can't.
I would do that. I mean, we've gone to strip shows, like stripper places.
Will they promise no condiments?
Yeah, I bet they ask. I bet you they ask, what don't you like? Yeah, okay. I bet they take that very seriously.
Then I would do it.
Yeah.
As long as I don't get surprised with some shit that I'm going to have, like.
Yeah. Look, we've done a lot, but there's, there's a whole world out there and this did, look, again, we'll do another episode, but this has given me some kind of confidence. It's like, I just want to like walk around in lingerie all the time. I mean,
okay.
And you know, and it's funny because I haven't weighed myself since, I don't know, 2019. I don't know. I don't keep a scale in my room, but obviously like I know kind of my sizes and I know, you know, different places and I don't usually reveal my size, you know? And look, a lot of the reason why my size is much bigger, especially if you buy like a set, like a lingerie set like I did online, is because I'm bigger chested. But also, it's because I've gained weight and I'm a bigger girl. And you know, like when I was saying to people would message me, everybody wanted to buy the lingerie set. And they were like, what size did you get? Because, you know, I'm similar body type to you and I want to know. And I was like, honestly, I bought a 16 plus. And I felt nothing saying that. Like, I was so proud and I didn't give a shit. I've never said that to anybody before.
Like, I don't even know what that means.
Fine. And even if you did, it means I'm a bigger girl. And before that, I didn't really reveal my size. I never said it. And now it's like nothing. I don't give a shit. Because I'm like, guess what? I like the way I look and I look good. And, you know, and it gives you a kind of confidence, I have to say, that, you know, and not everybody gets to look. It's different for me. I posted online. I have a big following. A lot of people messaged and whatever. But even showing people, and I know what was going on in some ways. You know, I know that there are people, certain people, very few, but I do know that there are certain people who are probably sending these pictures around saying, can you believe she did this? You know, a few people who I know. And I don't give a shit. I honestly don't give a shit. Whereas before it would have bothered me. I think that now it comes from a place of, you know what, motherfucker, you go do it. Let's see. I want to see you post some of those pictures on the internet, you know? And I have to be honest, it's given me a confidence of, like I always say, and I've said this in the Letting Myself Go episode, I've said this in several episodes, when I get out of the shower and I look, you know, we have a big full-length mirror in our room, and when I look in the mirror naked, I love what I see in the mirror. I love it. I'm not upset about it. It's when I go out into the world and, you know, and I see the expectations and I know that there's this stigma against, you know, girls maybe who look like me. And when you and I go out to dinner together, just the two of us, I feel very confident. When we go out with other couples and the girl, look, every one of my friends is smaller than me. I don't have one friend who's bigger than me. And sometimes when we go out with other girls, I would think to myself, like, I don't know, does he wish that I looked like that? You know, is he feeling like self-conscious that he has the bigger wife and whatever? And now I feel like I'm going to go out and be like, oh, yeah, by the way, did you see these pictures? Mm-hmm. You know,
and so will I, by the way,
it's a whole
showing it off at the table.
But, you know, it gives you this empowerment and this, fuck that shit. Like, I don't care what size I am. It's good. I liked it.
Good.
So,
Listen, there's so much more of that. Okay. It's going to be next. We have to do the next one. Mm-hmm. I'm not letting you say no. I'm not letting you dodge it. We're doing it.
I like it. Boss me around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me get my whip out. The whip app that I have.
Oh yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I have to put that on Instagram. Yeah, and another thing that I said on Instagram while I was being very vulnerable, I said, look, right now, you know, I have a text thread with a lot of podcasters who are my friends, And we're all saying the same thing, right? Right now, Apple is making it really, really difficult for independent podcasters.
What's going to happen?
You know, everybody's downloads are down. They've changed the, it's not an algorithm. I don't know what it is. If you're a celebrity, it's very easy. If you're not a celebrity, it is, they're trying to make it as difficult as anything. I always say rate and review, but really, if you've gotten anything out of my post, out of the episodes, out of any episode we've done or whatever, please, 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 please don't just like think to yourself like, oh yeah, whatever, I'll do it. Please go to Apple and Spotify. And some of you have, and I'm so grateful. On Thursday, we had a ton of new ratings and reviews, I think, because people appreciated the post so much.
Oh, good.
So please go to Apple and leave a rating and review. Go to Spotify and leave a rating.
Yeah, what celebrities talk about 6 a.m. blowjobs in the middle
period
of the week?
Sex.
And period sex.
I mean, probably a lot of them. But
do they?
But they're not real people, so
right. It's
different. I mean, they're real people, but, you know, whatever.
Okay. Okay.
and thank you. I can't thank everyone enough for, I mean, my God, the response was so much even more supportive and encouraging and beautiful and wonderful than I could have ever imagined, both from people personally in my life. Again, there were people who I knew I wouldn't hear from and who I knew probably are judging, and that's fine. But 98% of people were fucking fantastic. So thank you. And it was a beautiful week for me. So thank you. And thank you.
No, thank you.
Okay.
All right, guys.
All right, guys. Bye. Thanks. Love you. Bye.